Welcome back to Power of Attorney. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Michael Douglas, who's the president and founding partner of Capital Connections, LLC. Welcome, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Wayne.
You're welcome. And a little bit of background on Michael. He spent 10 years at a small government contractor, and then he left to pursue his passion and create Capital Connections, which is a firm that's dedicated to helping small business market and sell to the federal government. So listen carefully, listeners, if you want to market to the federal government, Michael's somebody you want to listen to and may want to connect with. With experience both inside and outside the federal government, Capital Connections provides strategic advisory support to small business to navigate the maze of regulations, processes, conventions, and challenges involved in the federal marketplace. Before he started Capital Connections, Michael was Director and Vice President for Contracts and Program Management at a government consulting firm known as Whitney Bradley & Brown, which is headquartered in Reston, Virginia. There he was steeped in WBB's growth from $17 million to over $130 million in revenues and gained deep expertise and experience in government contracting and building key relationships with government contracting folks. He's also been involved in a variety of activities, but he spent 20 years as a pilot in the U.S. Navy and served in the P-3C Orion squadrons, deploying worldwide support in defense of our country. He served two assignments in the Pentagon as a financial analyst and was a program manager in aviation operations management programs. He's received his BA from the University of Virginia, Wahoo, and his MA in National Security and Strategic Studies from the Naval War College. Michael, tell us a little bit about Capital Connections and why you started it.
Thanks, Wayne. Capital Connections. You know, our tagline is to simplify your connection to the federal government. And what's really, we started Capital Connections because we see that the small businesses have such a tremendous challenge figuring out this maze that the government calls their regulations, the FAR, the Federal Acquisition Regulations, and that sort of thing. The maze of regulations, of process, of unwritten processes, of conventions, of how of things like teaming. You know, how do you do teaming? It's not written down,
right?
You know, so these are things that that we do to simplify your connection to the federal government. You know, when you mentioned my time at WBB, you know, we were a small business, and when we grew through the small business threshold,
right,
it was a huge challenge because you know, all the big guys, and nobody loved you anymore. You know, nobody wanted you to be on their team because you
didn't
bring
more subcontracts.
Exactly,
that's right.
Exactly. So that's what we do, is we help them do connect to the federal government. It's never going to be simple, but we make it as easy as possible.
Well, the fact that you've been part of a company that grew from small business into a bigger company, you know, that graduated from the small business designation, is a valuable experience. And I think that's something that you can bring to your clients. Today, we've got sequestration. We've got the debt ceiling limit that's approaching quickly, and continuing resolutions and other governmental challenges. How is this a good time to be trying to sell to the federal government?
Yeah, that would seem kind of counterintuitive, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, in my view, it's extremely challenging time, and in many ways, it's a lousy time to be selling. What it's a great time to be doing is preparing to sell, though. You know, I liken it oftentimes to if you were going to invest in the stock market, and you were just starting, and you went to an investment house, and you said, "Set me up with an account," and they said, "Well, Mike, it's going to take a year for us to set up this account." You know, I'd be kind of upset if the market was skyrocketing up and I wasn't in it.
Right.
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 This is where we are with the federal government space right now. You know, it's definitely a down market. There's so much uncertainty and challenges. But now's the time when you want to be laying the framework. You want to be setting up your back end systems. You want to be developing relationships. You want to be, establishing and really refining your market strategy to figure out where you can get the most bang for your buck.
People really don't understand that there's a lot to do. When you mentioned back end systems, my wife's a CFO of a government contractor, and I know exactly
perfect
what she has to go through, you know, in building your accounting systems and your cost allocation mechanisms and schemes.
Exactly.
It's a really important effort that you have to engage in to be competent and properly engaged in government contracting. I know you're big on several aspects of strategy and planning for small businesses. Tell us why it's so important in the government contracting market as opposed to any other niche.
Yeah, I use a three-word game that we used to play as a child, whack-a-mole. Everybody's played whack-a-mole. You
love
know?
Whack-a-mole.
And that's what the government contracting business can be for many folks. You know, they see some bright, shiny object, an opportunity on FedBizOps,
right,
and they say, man, that is perfect for me. It's made for my company. So they spend a lot of time and money. And, you know, sometimes folks don't realize that if you're going to outsource a development of a significant proposal, it's easily going to cost you $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 or a lot more than that in many cases. So they spend a lot of time and money on this RFP only to lose it.
Right.
And, you know, and then they get frustrated and eventually maybe they try it again. And after a while, they just say, this is crazy. I'm never doing that again. You know, and so what we think that strategy is so critical, because strategy prevents you from playing whack-a-mole.
In other words, going after any opportunity that just pops its head up.
Exactly. Figure out the ones that are really perfect for you. And that will help you not play whack-a-mole. And the next reason is that, you know, the marketplace is really competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks out there are the other companies that are in this marketplace. And there's a good 150,000 or so that are in this marketplace each year. You know, those folks they're doing strategy. They're thinking this through. They're preparing. They're establishing relationships. So if you don't do that, you are behind the game.
So whack-a-mole doesn't work, and you're telling us what does. Reiterate for us the things that really do work in the small business federal government contracting marketplace.
Yeah. It's about two things. You hear it all the time. I've talked about strategy, and we'll talk about that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also about focus, about establishing a niche, figuring out what you're good at. Since we're talking about small animals, Jim Collins in his book, Good to Great,
yes,
talked about something he called the hedgehog concept.
That's a great book.
Yeah. And, you know, we used it as a fodder for an offsite that we went to in my company. And so the good to great concept, the hedgehog concept, was all about what can you be best in the world at? Not just an average player, not just okay. What can you, no kidding, be best in the world at?
Is that a realistic expectation, by the way, for small government contractors?
Best
in the world?
Yeah, that's. I think it should be
a
metaphor.
It's a great goal, though.
Yeah,
a great goal.
It's a great goal, but, you know, it should be a metaphor for what truly is your value proposition.
Yes.
And when you go into one of these competitions, if you can't say, I am the best player in this market for this particular aspect of this thing, then why should the government sell to you? Why should they buy from you, that is? So, whack-a-mole doesn't work. It's really about strategy and having a strategy that makes perfect sense for your company, given your socioeconomic status, given your products and services, your excellence in a particular area, and then focusing on it.
You know,
and doing those things, because, you know, otherwise you play whack-a-mole.
Yeah. Strategy and focus.
Exactly.
So we hear about small businesses that should be teaming with larger ones, and how there's a proliferation of large contract vehicles that makes the entire process of government contracting much more complicated. Can you clarify this whole teaming process for our listeners, how this works?
Yeah, that would take another day or two, but but let's talk about, to start with, the contract vehicles.
Sure.
A lot of folks that we run across are told that they should just get a GSA vehicle.
Right.
They should get on GSA.
GSA schedule,
they call it. That's right. And that can be an expensive proposition. We had one of our first potential clients come to us, and he said, Mike, I spent $15,000 in a year and a half getting on a GSA schedule, and I have no work on it.
Right.
And I'm like, gosh, that's
a shame.
That's a shame, because GSA is being much more aggressive about canceling schedules nowadays. If you don't hit $25,000 in 2 years and then each year thereafter, you have a good chance of it getting canceled. So what we tell people to do is that you have to look very carefully at your strategy, and your strategy will drive who your customer is, and your customer then will drive what contract vehicle you use. And if you're going to an agency that uses GSA, then great. Then you should, maybe GSA is the best vehicle for you. But if you're going to the Navy and the systems commands, the program offices in the Navy, if you're not on Seaport E, you're probably not going to get much business.
Right. And it's so, just, again, it's maintaining your focus, right?
Exactly. It's just like, you know, I liken it and the teaming part to having a girlfriend. You know, when you have a girlfriend, a lot of folks that know both you and your girlfriend are you know, they associate the two of you together, right?
Right.
The goods and the others, you
right.
know? And so a lot of people care about who you're associated with when you team on a contract vehicle or you team on a proposal.
Absolutely. So getting back to strategy, how do you recommend that businesses develop their market strategy in the federal space?
You know, every business has their own goals, their own aspirations. You really have to, there's not a cookie cutter answer. It's all about what are your business goals? You know, do you have a short-term focus? Do you have a long-term focus? What's your exit strategy?
Hmm.
What is your risk tolerance? You know, are you willing to get in the ring with 15 other bidders on a proposal, or do you want to go after things where maybe there's only one or two?
Right.
You know, what is your risk tolerance and your willingness to lose to go after something? How competitive are you? You know, so it's all these factors of competitiveness, of past performance, of socioeconomic status, and a bunch of other things. To develop your market strategy, you really have to put all these things together
mm-hmm.
and make sure that they cohesively drive you to where is the right place for your company. Where's
okay.
the best bang for your buck?
So best bang for your buck is identifying opportunities, I guess.
It's about identifying opportunities, but to do that, it's really about relationships. Just like in the commercial world, you know, people buy from people they trust
right.
and people that they know. And so, you know, when I talk about strategy, what I'm all about is developing a strategy that leads you to a specific organization that you feel like will give you the best bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to develop relationships there if you don't have them already. And relationships take time. And so, you know, in my stock market analogy, I was saying, you know, you don't want to be out of the game when the market's going up. You know, you want to be in it. And so to get in it, you need to start developing relationships early and maintain those and build those relationships of trust so that, you know, people, the companies, the contracting officers say, this isn't a company that we can trust that will deliver.
Now, we're talking with Michael Douglas, who's president and founding partner of Capital Connections, LLC. Michael, how does your business help people establish those relationships, or does your business basically help them build the strategy, make introductions? Exactly what does Capital Connections do for its clients and getting them into the federal government?
What we do is we're, you know, we're always pushing on the front end to make sure that the strategy is there and solid and all that. After we feel comfortable that a company has a sound strategy, then yes, we help them develop those relationships. We'll, you know, through all sorts of different means, you know, at the easy end that anybody can do is stuff like the OSDBOOS, the Office of Small Businesses, that each agency is required to have. You know, you can go to those, you can go to vendor outreach days, you can go to industry days. There's all sorts of opportunities to start a relationship moving.
Right.
And then there's, obviously, we have a lot of contacts, and so we leverage our contacts, and there are other ways that we can leverage contacts to establish those relationships.
Are most of your clients small businesses, medium-sized businesses? I mean, how do you help clients achieve their best result?
Yeah, we're really our target is small businesses, and that's you know, what we really define as below about 25 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all about helping them. And you know, ideally, a client that has not been in the government before,
uh-huh.
that then is interested in getting in the government,
so
we help them understand exactly.
Teaching them how to get in.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Michael Douglas, not the actor, but the president of Capital Connections. Michael, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they go about doing that?
Several ways, I guess. Our website is www.capitalconnectionsllc.com. And on our website, you can see links to our emails and phone numbers. Otherwise, I'm Michael at CapitalConnectionsLLC.com, and I'm always happy to take emails or phone calls.
Michael, thanks for being a special guest on Power of Attorney Radio today.
Thank you, Wayne.
Power of Attorney Radio is brought to you by the law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman. If you'd like to get in touch with us, call us at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. Thanks for listening and have a great week.